Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today, we're going to be talking about current events in the news and how they relate to Bible prophecy. I mean, is the new normal hell on earth? Well, we're going to be talking today with our good friend Tom Dunn. And every time Tom comes on, this is what we talk about: Bible prophecy as it relates to current events. So help me welcome back to the program, Tom Donna. Tom, thanks for joining us again today on the podcast.
Pastor Bob, it's always a lot of fun. I like the preparation that I go through in the anticipation of our conversations.
Amen. And it seems like we're always discussing like breaking news stuff as well, that, you know, a lot of the news cycles, now a lot of the news channels, they don't even cover. Because it relates, you know, they want to attribute it to, you know, global warming and, you know, just weird phenomenon, all that. But it all relates to Bible prophecy, what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that when you start to look at all these different pieces, that they start to come together, you can see a bigger picture. And that's, I think, what gets us excited, is to be able to explain it for people to be able to see it.
Amen. So let's talk about some of this. We started the conversation about weather and global warming and all that. Let's go ahead and start off with that. You know, there's been a lot of like out of season weather going on, like in the northern hemisphere, you know, tornadoes and snowstorms in the middle of summer. Did you see anything on that?
Yes, it was on that extreme weather link that I put on there. And the thing is that in the higher latitudes, you know, like in the UK, they are not used to having a tornado. So it was fascinating, you know, because what is the stuff that makes up a tornado? It's a convergence of hot, humid air
and cold
air.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not usually too warm and humid in the UK, you know. And so in other places, like in Russia, they were having some, as well as I think it was Poland, I thought, that was another one. And so that's the it's really rare for that to take place. So that's one of the unusual things that really stuck out to me in that video.
Yeah, and even here in the United States, you know, there was like, well, Colorado, you know, it's up in the mountains, and Idaho and all that is up in the mountains. But in the middle of summer, it's very unusual for them to have, you know, a foot or two of snow. You might get a dusting or something overnight, but then, you know, it's gone the next day. Other than it, you know, I'm talking the extreme high altitudes, but, you know, down where people are living at, you know, it's unusual. I mean, I used to go up to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, which is a big ski resort, but we go up in July. And, you know, the ski resorts are all lush green, you know, I mean, it's beautiful scene. I can't imagine going up there in July and say, dang, we didn't bring our winter clothes.
You know? Yeah, we need our skis. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. The way that the weather is going, it is oscillating. It's oscillating from one direction to another, which indicates that we are having disruptions. It's not like the normal cycles that we're used to. And so it's become to the point where these things are becoming normal to us because they are such wide swings. And so that, I think, in itself is a little scary when we start getting used to this stuff.
Right. And I liked how you said, you know, the swinging back and forth. Think of the pendulum, you know. I mean, it starts off, you know, you can just start it where it's just a little bit on each side. But if that arc is getting bigger and bigger, it carries all the way a little farther to the opposite side. Then it swings back again and goes even farther. And that's kind of what we're seeing, as you said, is a big swing from, you know, hot to cold and then back over to hot again. And that's what causes all this severe weather.
Yes, which is affecting a lot of different things, which we're going to get into some of the other other parts of it. And so the weather does affect, you know, in the Midwest, we are a big growing area. And so these things can affect that as well. It's so it's something to keep track of because it is going to affect our lives and humanity. And of course, the thing is that we like to be able to intercede for these things in prayer, to be able to petition God as we keep our eye on what's going on so that we can say, oh, Lord, we need your actions in this area. Mm-hmm. So it's important.
Yeah. Amen. And, you know, the extreme weather, I mean, that causes, you know, as you talk about the Midwest, I mean, there's a lot of flooding going on. You know, you got, because of the extreme weather, you know, these storms, the big thunderstorm, you know, is basically the rain that falls from it is hail up in the higher altitudes of the clouds. And, you know, if the hail, the wind and loft, the lift on the wind keeps pushing the rain higher and higher as it, you know, freezes, becomes hail, starts falling, and instead of coming all the way through the atmosphere and turning back into rain and falling on the ground, it gets pushed back up. These hail balls get bigger and bigger, so when they finally get too heavy to get pushed back up, they don't melt completely before they come down. So you got all this huge hailstorms that, I mean, it looks like snowstorms, but it's large hail. It's damaging crops and businesses and cars and houses. Have you seen anything on that?
Yeah, I got a funny story on that one, and then I'll expand on it. Back in last April, I had gone to Oklahoma City. I went to Bethany, Oklahoma, to do some research on the book that I'm writing now. And when I picked up my rental car, there was this sign that they had really right in your face. And it says, are you interested in taking out hail insurance? And I thought, come on, it's just another way to get some money out of me. I'm not doing this. So I said no. And in the hotel room, I was watching the news, and here comes the weather with the warnings, you know, starting like about 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and it's starting to get closer because at the southwest corner of Oklahoma, they were having 3-inch hail, and it's coming in my direction. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I don't believe this. that's because of the conditions. People are used to that in Oklahoma. They have those type of storms all the time. But what's happening in this particular video that we're talking about here is that these hailstorms are happening in places where they don't have hail as a normal part of life. And it's really shocking them with the holes through the rear window and the windshield, and the side windows are busted out, and the damage that is taking place, and the animals that are being killed because of it. It is really shocking.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, just for a lot of these countries, you know, they're poorer countries to begin with. So they rely on those crops, not just, you know, like here in the United States, they're mainly for, you know, selling and, you know, to the stores and supermarkets and all that. But, you know, they rely on it to live and survive. And their crops are being destroyed by these huge storms.
Yeah, that's what's really concerning. It is scary because, okay, so you have an isolated storm. But when you start to see that this stuff is happening around the world, now it's really getting to be a bigger impact. And finally, it gets to be where it's a serious concern, especially for those people that are living in those areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. And, you know, couple that with the tornadoes and the flooding. And, you know, it's just, as we've been talking about, a sign of the times. The Bible is very clear that these things will be happening in the last of the last days.
Well, we always, I always reference Matthew 24, 3 through 14. Where it talks about that. And then I think it was in 2 Timothy chapter 3 where it talks about the social unrest that we're seeing.
Oh, yeah.
And so it comes together with this. I have, you know, I often reference this that I am in a ministry, Needham Ministries, where I'm able to chat with people from around the world. And just yesterday, a person came in and they were talking about this and wanted to know if the rapture would be happening soon. And so I started to bring out some of these points, right? Well, the person sat back and said, well, I don't see, you know, where this makes any difference. You see, because they're young. You know, for me, growing up in the 60s and seeing Sputnik go by for the first time, right? And then seeing the advancements in the web and seeing the technology just burst. I mean, we're, in our lifetime, we have seen an accomplishments that is unprecedented. And so these things are all pointing in the direction of Jesus' second coming and going to what we did the last time about the new world order or one world government Nope, and they're pushing that direction because it's a relentless pursuit, is that these things are all pointing to it. So that's why we try to bring it out so that people can be able to say, oh, man, I didn't catch that or I didn't see that, because it's really all over the place.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, it's just not here on Earth. I mean, they found this new, well, it's not new. They knew about it before, but it's now visible, this new comet that's visible in the night sky. You know, right at sunrise and sunset, you know, and there's other, you know, meteorites and fireballs and all that stuff going on, which, you know, the Bible is very clear that these things be, you know, what does it say? All these signs up in the heavens going to be taking place.
Well, isn't that hard in interpreting? I mean, really? Okay, so you got the word, but then when it comes along, you think to yourself, is this really what it meant? So the thing about the fireballs, you know, we were talking about this in a pre-interview, and that is that 10 years ago, maybe worldwide, according to the American Meteor Society, in the fireball chart, is that they would have maybe 500 reported fireballs, right? And then mm-hmm. they usually log all that information in. Well, in the 10 years now, it is just really, I don't know, exploded, let's say. And the thing is so far this year, there is over 3,400 logged in fireballs around the world, which is tracking to be about 7,000 for the year. And the interesting part is that just recently they had three go over Puerto Rico within 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, that is absolutely fascinating. One of the other things is, if you're talking about signs, Puerto Rico has been having earthquakes since the beginning of the year. So they have people who aren't living in their homes because of the destruction. And they're afraid to live in anything because of the fact that it's ongoing. The shaking is ongoing. So Puerto Rico is really being shook, which is interesting. The whole world is being shook with these events.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, they were devastated a couple of years ago by an earthquake. And they haven't recovered from that one yet.
Yeah. Isn't that sad? I'm telling you, it seems as though you try to get yourself worked back. That's the way we are as human beings. We want to get ourselves established and worked back. But when you keep on getting the same situation where it's hard, you have to do it over and over again, that is terribly difficult to deal with.
Yeah, amen. You know, and then when you add in, you know, we talked about this before, but the locust swarms. You know, biblical proportions.
Can you believe
still,
this?
Are still happening. They're still going.
You know, for the people who are listening, we've been following this, what, from like February?
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 months, yeah.
Yeah, and it keeps on getting worse. Now, the thing is that to me, personally, I'm thinking, okay, so it's in Africa, you know, and it's removed, and then it went into India, and then it moved into Pakistan, and then it gets into China, and it's in Russia. But how in the world are they showing up in South America on our back door?
Yeah, amen. You know, they had that big dust storm going from the Sahara across the ocean and into the, you know, southern U.S. and, you know, South America and all that. Maybe they caught a wave. You know, they caught the air currents or something.
Somehow, because they are now showing up in Paraguay, Argentina, and Brazil. Now, the thing is that they were talking, and I can't remember exactly where it was, because I'll tell you, in Pakistan, they're devastated. They had a national emergency declared, and people, you know, it's hot there, right? So the people are told, keep your windows closed, because they're coming like in the swarms, and planes are having to be concerned about landing and taking off because they're coming through the swarms. And they say at times these swarms are 10 miles square with billions of locusts in them. And now they're showing up in the South America. So are they going to be coming in our direction? Which I don't know. I've never heard of a locust storm in the United States. I haven't looked it up, but not in recent times.
Right, right. Yeah, that's wow. Yeah, that's, you talk about something just be added to the pandemic and everything else going on is losing your food supply.
Yeah. Exactly. In more than one way. That's the thing that's scary.
Yeah, between the floods and the hail damage, and now then locusts eating. It seems like we read something like that in Exodus. You know?
Yeah, I know. A plague, yeah. But let me not get past this, because we'll probably be moving on. But the thing about the flooding, China has had severe flooding. Oh, Yeah. And they are just overwhelmed in this one province, overwhelmed with it. And it is just creating chaos over there. And I was surprised because I don't remember hearing about that until I watched that video. And then they started to show the devastation, and it is massive over there.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, again, these things are not being covered on the news, you know. For whatever reason, even if it's happening in China, they won't cover it. You know, they're more concerned about, you know, and I don't want to say there's a conspiracy out there to not talk about it. But, you know, if they instill too much fear in people, people will turn to God. So, you know, that's the way, the human nature. That's what we've been doing. And so maybe they're, you know, the, whatever powers that be are more concerned with not having people turn to God than reporting what's actually happening in the world. I don't know.
Now you're talking to my favorite verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people. So yeah. If more people become God's people, then you have the multiplication factor of prayer. And Amen. He says that we'll eventually get his ear. And what happens when we get his ear? We get the inherit the land. And inheriting the land means is that there's a transfer of ownership from where sin comes and corrupts it and evil is present to where God comes in and heals that land. And when it's healed, that means his angels are there, his Holy Spirit is there, and that there is an abundance of life taking place. And if that should happen across America, whoa, that's my goal. Amen. Oh, yeah. Lord, come. Come to Amen. See this happen. Woo.
Yep. Amen. But, you know, it could be that these are all the planned get your attention type of events that the Lord has, preordained to take place during this day and hour. I mean, to go back to that comet that's appeared, you know, they said it comes by, what, every 7,000 years? So that means that approximately creation, it was here last, maybe to say, hello, Earth. And now it's back again to say goodbye, Earth.
Yeah, well, in ancient times, they go ahead and they say that the comets were a sign of calamity that was coming. And I just looked up the four moons. Remember when we had the thing about the four moons coming? That was back in 2013-14. And really, the world has changed since then. We've been having a lot more struggles. And the thing about the shaking, there's no doubt the world is being shaken in multiple ways. But in that shaking, it gets people off of their foundations of self-reliance, and then they start looking towards God. And, of course, in the ministry, we got people coming in all the time that are being shook. And it's hard because you don't want to see people struggling to the depth that people are struggling, because there are a lot of people out of work. And when this stimulus stuff runs out, what are they going to do with the people exactly. that are needing that right now to survive? So on the horizon, it looks like it's going to be very troubling. And part of that is that the printing of the money, Pastor Shane Warren had seen 10 years ago that the money had become worthless. And if they keep on printing it the way that they're printing it, wow, this could actually be devastating. So that's a concern too.
Yep. I mean, that's the same thing that happened down in Venezuela. You know, everybody will get some money. Here you go. The government will print it. You're good to go. And within just a few years, their economy was in shambles.
Yes.
Because it's just fiat money. It's not worth anything. You know, I did a study once. Gosh, this is probably at least 6-7 years ago. All of the major, like the Romans and all that, major, dynasties, I guess you could say, of which the U.S. was one. Notice I said was, they all had their economies based on gold. And as their empires expanded, naturally their military had to go there to, keep everything in line and in check. Well, that cost money to, ship them over to where they need to go, sustain them while they're with supplies and, keep them paid and all of that. Well, the gold was being used to do all that. And as the countries were, starting to run out of gold, they required their citizens to turn in all of their gold, and then they would give them the IOUs you gave us this much gold, here we'll give you this much silver, And Then as the economy continued to go down, well, now we need the silver because we're all out of gold to pay, you know, for all the supplies and sustaining and all that. So, you know, we need the silver. So we'll give you, you know, brass. We'll just, you know, copper or whatever. And eventually went to brass and then tin and then paper money. And that's what the United States, we used to be on the gold standard. And then that went away. And then, you know, the dollars, you know, well, backed by the full faith and confidence of the United States government. Well, where is that leaving us today? You know, as they continue to print more and more of this stuff on demand. I mean, it's not backed by anything except, well, we need another $3 trillion. Just go ahead and print it and let's start distributing it. You know,
yeah.
What is backing that? There's nothing backing that.
Right now, it's all on faith. Yeah, yeah. Because people believe that it's good, and that will work until it doesn't work.
Exactly.
And that is a very fine line when trust is lost. But right now, trust is going along, and the like you say, the fiat currency, that's something that I had to learn about. But here's a fascinating part about all of this, too, is that because of the pandemic, what's happened is that some stores have said, well, we're not taking cash as the payment. Credit cards or, you know, debit cards are all you're doing. And that, technically, that isn't correct. They shouldn't be able to, because money, even fiat money or coins are legal tender. So they are doing that, but I don't think that it's legal in any way, shape, or form. But here is, I'm going to jump ahead and we're going to have to come back. But the result is that we got a coin shortage. I went into a store the other day because I was watching this video, and I thought, well, wait a minute, I'm not sure about this. So I asked this grocery store that I went into, I asked him, I said, hey, is there really a coin shortage? And he opened up the cash register drawer, and he says, look at it. He says, this is all fresh money. He said that because there is such a shortage, we have to get it the new rolls of money all the time. He says, I'm breaking these things open all day long. And part of the shortage is that they cut back on printing the mint. The mint cut back on printing coins because of the COVID. And so people aren't spending money because they're staying at home. So therefore, the coins that they have are not in circulation. It has created this fiasco. I can't, you know, what this is one of those side effects that nobody could have foreseen.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the people don't want to spend their money right now as well. You know, even if they had. You know, it's like, do I go ahead and buy this new TV or should I just keep the one I got till I see what's going to happen? You know, so they're not doing anything. And, you know, that's suffering. You know, the economy is suffering because of that as well. And, you know, all these things added together just, you know, point to one thing. Life is about to change drastically.
Yeah, that always scares me when we get to that point. And in the banking system, you know, right now it's still functioning. We talked in times past about the zombie banks. And the reason that they were zombie banks is because they couldn't meet the overnight criteria that was put in place for protection. Like if they had, let's say, $1 million worth of liabilities, they needed to have $100,000, 10%, $100,000 in the bank. All right. Yeah. Well, back in March, just recently back in March, they took that requirement away. And so now the banks are free to loan money, knowing that some of these things are going to default, but they're putting so many loans out there, they're figuring that they're going to be okay. And like I said before, you know, the piper is going to get paid somewhere down the road.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be, you know, another It's a Wonderful Life type of story.
Well, yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
Yes. So that is another thing to be concerned about. And this is why it is good to have a relationship with the Lord, because he guides and leads you. He enables you. He fed 5,000 with a couple of loaves of bread.
That's right.
He can take care of us. And this is why we have to have that solid relationship with him, so that we can be receiving of his blessings through these hard times.
Yeah, amen. You know, we talked a little bit about the technology. Have you seen all this concern over the efforts to go into quote-unquote contact tracing for our protection?
Oh, yeah.
It's always for our protection that they're going to do this. You know?
Yeah, people are going crazy over this. And so the interesting part is is that back in 2006, the Lord had showed me what he wants to do to the church. And he wants to give the church his inheritance in his of his presence and a transfer of ownership of the land. And he showed me in a very big fashion that it was going to start in Texas and it was going to sweep from the Appalachian Mountains west and then up north. And then it goes to the east side of the Rocky Mountains, I think, or let's just say the Rocky Mountains, and upward. So it's like the breadbasket of America, right? The heartland.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, well, why in the world was the Upper East Coast excluded and why was the West Coast excluded? Well, we know why, is that they're trying to get away from God as desperately as they can.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As they are, I mean, it's falling apart. And one of the things is that in a godless society or a godless hierarchy, then they lose their covering that the Lord provides for, has been providing for America. And in that, the cloud of heaviness and oppression comes in, which I had a person come in the chat from Washington the other day, and they were just really crying out because the oppression there is so hard and so deep. But it's not until they have a change in their status or relationship with the Lord and he lightens their load that they understand what they were living and existing in. And because of that pressure, they were crying out. And then, of course, that is an opportunity to be able to witness and share for the Lord. So the thing is that God wants to give out this this gift, but at the same time, you got the extremes going with the contact tracing. Yeah. In the contact tracing bill that they have that they are trying to push through in California is like the one that we were talking about in China. Whereas if you don't have a good signal or a good, let's say, status on your contact tracing in the future, then that means you can't move about. And yeah. That is serious. That is a compromise to our freedoms and our privacies. It's a scary thing.
Yep.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of the interview with Tom Donnan. Every time Tom comes on, we end up talking about prophecy and current events and how it all relates to the soon return of Jesus. Praise God. This is something that Christians should not be afraid of. We should be looking forward to. We should be excited about seeing all the things happening in the world right now. We need to be concerned. Yes, we need to be concerned for our fellow man. Yes, we need to show compassion upon the lost. We need to share the gospel with the lost and those who are hurting. We need to help and share compassion, pray for them, pray for the country, pray for the world, praise God. But at the same time, when all these things begin to happen simultaneously, you cannot help but believe the scripture says, look up, for your redemption's drawn near. Now join us again tomorrow as we continue this continuing conversation with Tom Donnan. Till then, it's Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster. but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.